In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it just remains a single grain. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. We know the old saying that the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. And so much fruit is born from their blood. And yet at the same time, we also know the old saying that before you can die the death of a martyr, you have to live the life of a martyr. It doesn't just happen automatically. The only way that we're going to be willing to die for the Lord is if we live for the Lord. If we have such a love for our Lord Jesus Christ that we're going to be willing to put our life on the line for him. And so our Lord then goes on to explain how that works. He says that if anyone serves me, let him follow me. Because where I am, there also will my servant be. Are we willing to truly serve the Lord? That's really what it comes down to be the servants of the Lord. Now again, that on one hand might sound like it's something beneath our dignity. Why would we have to be a servant? Because Jesus was. I came into this world not to be served, but to serve, he said. He's God. So if it's okay for him to serve, I think it's certainly okay for you and me to do the same. But ultimately, it's a matter of love. For those of you who are parents, you understand that very well. Who is the servant in a household with little kids? The parents. It's not that the kids are automatically the master of the house. They better not be, although that's what's going on these days. But nonetheless, the parents are the servants of their children. They have to be. And they do that willingly. And they do that completely out of charity, purely out of love for those kids. If we love our children that much, shouldn't we love the one who gave us those children even more? Which is exactly what Jesus told us, that we have to love God more than anyone else. Anyone who loves mother, father, brother, sister, children more than me is not worthy of me. So if we want to be able to love our Lord, we ask ourselves how. In America, we've got this sad idea that love and romance are kind of the same thing. That's one version of love, kind of a cheapened version of it, but that's one version. That's not what charity is. Charity isn't about the emotions. It doesn't always feel good. It means dying to self. It means putting the other before the self. Again, think of what it is with children. You might have your plans on what it is that you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and then all of a sudden, here comes the little one, and there go your plans, because you had to put that one first. It's a necessity. How often we're willing to die to self. But then the other side is true, how often we are not willing to die to ourselves. Now, you might not see that quite as much in your children, so you might want to look at your spouse with that one. But nonetheless, how often we're selfish, how often somebody else might be in need and we don't want to be bothered. We're unwilling to die to self. So what happens when we see Jesus in need? Of course, we would all be more than quick to say, well, I would take care of Jesus if he was right there. He is in the other person. You know, the one that we don't recognize that Jesus is present in. Maybe because we don't like that person. Maybe because we take that person for granted. Maybe because that person's a stranger and so we don't recognize them. Remember, after our Lord rose from the dead, even his closest friends didn't recognize him. And so we have to be willing to say, all right, who is the Lord? For whom am I doing these things? That's what we have to be looking at in all of our actions. Certainly, when we love another person, we are doing it for that person. But we want to love that person in the Lord, so that we're loving the Lord in and through that person. That's what it should be in every level. If we can see Christ in those people, that's not always easy. But we think of some of the more difficult cases of that. You think of when the people ask Mother Teresa how she did what she does, picking up these people off the streets that literally have bugs crawling in their sores and dying in horrible stench and so on. And she just said, I see Jesus in them. Now, if that's the case with those people and most of us, that probably wouldn't be our first reaction. How can we not see the Lord in the people that he's put right in our lives? Spouses, children, friends, people at work, whoever it might be. Can we see the Lord in those people? Can we serve the Lord in those people? Or another way to put it, can we die to ourself in order to put another before ourselves? That's living the life of a martyr. The life of a martyr is simply a life of love, because that's what their death is as well. They didn't die just because they were standing in the way. They died because they loved the Lord. And that was what the enemy couldn't handle. It's not just that they simply believed in Jesus, which they obviously had to before they're going to love him, but it was the actions. It was the way they lived their life that bothered the enemy so much that they had to put these people to death. So again, we can ask ourselves, are people really irritated by the fact that I love God so much? Do you see the enemy getting upset by that? If not, we have to ask ourselves, do I really love the Lord that much? That's the real question for all of us. God may not be asking you to be a martyr, but there are two things that he will ask of all of us. Number one, to have the willingness to be a martyr. Even if he's not asking you to actually be a martyr, he's asking you to have the willingness to do it. And in order to have the willingness, he's going to ask you to do the other. It's to die to self. To die to self simply means to love. That's what he has called every last one of us to love God, to love neighbor. Notice that he didn't say, love yourself. That's not in the equation. Love God, love your neighbor. Most of us are way in love with ourselves and not so much with God and neighbor. That's the part that needs to get turned around, because we don't die to ourselves for much in this country. It's all about me and it's all about what I want. And I want it right now, of course. So it's time that we have to learn those lessons. Painful, difficult lessons, and yet the lessons that will bring us the greatest freedom, the greatest joy, the greatest peace, because it is only then that we are doing what we were created to do and being who we were created to be. So there's nothing that violates us, but only fulfills us, if we are simply willing to do what the Lord asked, and that is to die to self, to grow in love for God and neighbor.